From the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, I'm Dave Anderson with Something Wild. Maple time in New England. For those who love trees, a tongue-tip taste of fresh maple syrup is a sacrament. Maple communion at the end of a long winter. To ingest the distilled essence of trees confers the spirit of the forest itself. In rural sugar houses, language grows more coarse when sugar makers debate how long the season might last. Attempts to forecast sugaring prospects are futile. The duration of sap runs and sugar content of the sap depend entirely on weather and factors peculiar to each individual tree. The time to discuss the merits of sugaring season is when it's over. Ask me again in April is the standard reply. Sugaring requires hard work. It's almost pointless to calculate profit with respect to time, labor, and equipment investments. As one sugar maker puts it, it's not so much a business as a disease. Most producers can't wait to tap by late winter. But once the sap starts running like Hank, and the low-quality late-season sap supply exceeds that of the firewood required to boil it, many producers confess they can't wait to wash up. An old-timer told me, when the Lord made men for maple sugaring, he first gave them a spine of steel, then took out half their brains. Legend has it one local sugar maker tapped a telephone pole and hung his bucket on it. Folks in the village said it wasn't a joke. Winter's end is reason enough to celebrate. Why else would otherwise rational people boil sap all night long in backyard contraptions? I still can't say if maple madness is a symptom of spring fever or the ultimate antidote.
Sweet thing, you make my heart sing. You turn darkness into light. You make everything.
Something Wild is a joint production of the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, New Hampshire Audubon, and NHBR. For Something Wild, I'm Dave Anderson.